Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Apple is in another round of talks to buy Intel's cellular modem business for around $1 billion. The purchase would give Apple access to a variety of patents and also skilled workers that it would need to eventually design its own modem chips for the iPhone. Apple and Qualcomm recently settled a long-running legal dispute, and at the time, Intel said it would cancel planned 5G modem chips and reevaluate its own business. Alibaba announced it will now allow small businesses in the United States to sell on Alibaba.com. Up until now, U.S. businesses could only buy items on the platform and account for about one-third of buyers on Alibaba. 95% of sellers come from China. The new plan would allow U.S. merchants to sell to buyers in big markets like India, Brazil, Canada, and of course, the U.S. A design flaw in Facebook's Messenger Kids app allowed users to bypass needing parental approval to add contacts through the group chat system, which resulted in being able to chat with unapproved strangers. In one-on-one chats, children can only initiate conversations with users who have been approved. But in group chat, whoever launched the group could invite any user who was authorized to chat with them, even if that user wasn't authorized to chat with the entire group. A notice sent to parents by Facebook and obtained by The Verge explains that the company turned off group chats where this was the case and directs questions to its help center and Messenger Kids parental controls. Slack's update to its desktop app for Windows and Mac OS claims that the app will launch 33% faster and use 50% less RAM than before. Slack won't create a standalone copy for each workspace anymore. That's what it's done in the past, which ate into RAM for each instance. Sources tell 9to5Mac that Apple will release three new iPhone 11 models this fall, all featuring the upcoming A13 chip and keeping a Lightning port rather than switching to a rumored USB-C port. The new three models would reportedly replace the iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR. The two XS replacements may feature a 3X OLED Retina display, with the XR successor keeping a liquid Retina display. A new Taptic engine is also said to replace 3D Touch and allow new features introduced in iOS 13. Researchers from the International Computer Science Institute found up to 1,325 Android apps collecting data from devices, even after users denied those permission settings. Of the 88,000 apps looked at from the Google Play Store in the study, the apps that violated permissions on Android used workarounds hidden in code that would take personal data from sources like Wi-Fi connections and metadata stored in photos. The researchers notified Google and the FTC about these issues last September, and Google says it will address the issues in Android Q, which is expected to release this year. Kenya has launched the largest wind power farm on the African continent, surpassing those in Morocco, Ethiopia, and South Africa. The Lake Turkana Window Power Farm will generate around 310 megawatts from 365 turbines and increase the country's electricity supply 13%. Around 70% of Kenya's national electricity comes from renewable sources like hydropower and geothermal. And finally, Facebook announced that it's opening its Map with AI tool to the OpenStreetMap community to identify rural areas in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Mexico, Nigeria, Tanzania, and Uganda, and hopes to eventually cover the entire world. Map with AI spots patterns in satellite imagery to identify possible roads that may not be paved or named, and highlights them in OpenStreetMap's platform. Facebook built a neural network model to recognize roads on satellite images with a resolution of 2 square feet per pixel. Then volunteers on OpenStreetMaps are used for final verification. Facebook also announced its RapID editor to auto-detect roads from satellite imagery and include additional data integrity checks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Best show ever. You can find our show notes and links to all headlines there as well. And remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.